Hey everybody, it's Sunday, March 26th, 2006. It's 1:36 p.m. and I'm in Boston. We're just getting ready to go have some brunch. I'm gonna have some pancakes or something. I really want hash browns, yum. Anyway, enough about food. Yesterday, oh my goodness. We went to leave New York at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to drive up to Boston, and when I went to the parking garage where the rental car was, it had a flat tire. So they put air in the tire for me, and then I went back up to my manager's apartment, and you could hear the air just seeping out of the tire. So we called the rental car place, and they wanted us to patch the tire somewhere, which I didn't think was appropriate considering how much driving I'm going to be doing for the next 2 weeks. And then they told us to use the spare tire, which was a donut. I don't know why they thought that we could drive to Boston and back to New York on a donut tire, but apparently they did. So then we were going to get a new tire put on the car, but then we were told that we wouldn't be reimbursed for that. So then we had to drive up to 77th Street and Broadway and exchange cars, which meant taking everything out of the Grand Prix that I was in and putting it into a new car. All the keyboard, the stand, the CDs, my suitcases, like my bottles of water, my food, everything. It was a total nightmare. And then they put us in a Chevy Malibu that is not nearly as cute as my Grand Prix, and I'm really mad about it because the Grand Prix had the volume controls and everything on the steering wheel, and it was all like modern seeming, and now I'm in a gold Chevy Malibu, which makes me want to puke, but whatever. Anyway, enough about that. I've been crying about it for 24 hours. So we got to Boston a lot later than we expected. We got here about 8:30 and then had to go to the club at 10. And the show was very interesting. First of all, we couldn't get the monitor to work. And the sound guy from the rest of the club didn't come in to help me with anything. So after about 20 minutes of sitting there waiting and no sound guy, and my show was 15 minutes late, I had to just start playing the show. So I'm in a very loud, crowded bar, and I have no monitor. So all I hear is my voice bouncing off the walls. So that made the show quite difficult, but it was a double set. I did one 9-song set and then took a 5-minute, 10-minute break and then did another 9-song set, and it went really well. The audience that was there to listen to me was very attentive and very great, so it was this kind of duality we had going on, because half the people there were all about my show and the other half of the people were just drinking and talking. And then some man in sweatpants came up and left a note on the piano on a napkin, and he was totally wasted, and it said, "The really high notes really don't work for you." And then he asked me to play American Pie and gave me $3. And I was like, this isn't a piano bar. I'm not taking requests. It's not that kind of show. So that was interesting. And then I said something to the audience about it, and obviously his friend told him that I was making fun of him, because he came up and said, "I didn't mean any offense to you, man. I was just trying to be nice." I'm like, "You were trying to be nice by telling me that you don't like my singing? That's interesting." But it was fine, no big deal. But I met some really nice people from Boston, and I got to see an old friend of mine, so that was exciting. And afterward, we went to some super secret dance party in some warehouse in Chinatown. So we felt like we were at a rave. We felt old. But it was fun, nonetheless. So we got home as the sun was coming up and went to sleep. And now I need to stop talking because my voice is very tired, and I have another show tomorrow. But we're going to go out for our brunch, like I said, and then head back to New York. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's show at the Bitter End. I haven't played New York in so long, it seems. So that will be good times. Yeah, so that's the end. I'll see some of you tomorrow, and I'll talk to the rest of you later. Bye.